All right, friends, John here again with session number 3 of Effortless Provision. Thank you so much for listening in. And for those of you that are just picking up on session 3, I would highly encourage you to go back and watch session 1 and 2 in succession. And you'll pick up on right where we left off from session 2, which is talking about efforted action versus inspired action. Now, I think this is huge because much of the world that we live in, much of humanity, is engaged in efforted action. And I'm going to talk about what that is, but also in relation to inspired action. There's a big difference between the two. So you may be asking from listening to this for the first two sessions, well, what really is wrong with effort, John? What's the big deal with effort? I mean, I thought we have to give effort into anything we do. Like I make an effort to, make a phone call. It's an effort to go to work. I'm making an effort to go to the gym. Make an effort lifting the weights in the gym. There's an effort in everything I do. Well, there is truth to that you are taking action /effort. What we really want to focus in on is the efforting part of our lives, meaning that we can engage in effort for the sake of just doing something because we feel it's the right thing to do, or we're going to work and we're engaged in sweat and toil. We're doing our job, working 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 16 hours a day, whatever it is that you do. And so we're putting forth effort or making an effort to make it work. However, just the word alone, effort, signifies strenuous activity. Okay, strenuous mental activity, exertion. Okay, and again, it's not evil in and of itself. Of course, we never said that it was evil. What I'm saying is, there's a difference between simply putting your hand to something and making it happen versus being inspired by the effortless nature that you have on the inside to flow in the direction of something, creatively speaking. And so when you have creative flow, in other words, it's much different than efforting through hard work. You understand the difference between that? For example, you can go to a job that you know makes good money or decent money. It's enough to pay the bills, which is most of America. Enough to pay the bills. That's the middle class, lower class, middle class. And we're engaged in working this job 8-10 hours a day. If you have two jobs, that's 16. A lot of folks now are working a full-time and a part-time job. Many are working 2 full-time jobs in order to pay for schooling. You know, the list goes on and on. And so you're engaged in that work. You're engaged in that effort. You get in your car, you go by your favorite coffee spot or tea shop, whatever it may be. You have your Red Bull in hand, your Monster drink, and then you begin to grind out the day. The grind. And you're efforting. You go in and you engage in your work and you begin to put forth effort on the job. That sounds like a bunch of work to me. It sounds like common language for a lot of people, but it also sounds like a lot of efforting and a lot of hard work. But when you look at it creatively, okay, where a lot of people wish they could be, where they could engage in a creative flow or a creative action that comes through inspiration. So in other words, I could say, I have to go to work. Or the flip side, I'm inspired to create something today. There's 2 ways to do it and 2 ways to look at it. So say, for example, you're on a job that you don't like and you're just doing it because it pays the bills or it's decent pay. And you're grinding it out. Well, if there's an opportunity for you to be creative on that job, then that helps relieve it in some way. And by the way, I'm not speaking to everyone who has relations to this. Some of you love your jobs, okay? But a majority don't, because they're not in the creative flow that they were designed to be in. And they're longing to engage that. And they've been longing. They're trying to make enough, quote, money and have enough time in order to really live their dream. But we're going to explain how this works and how we can kind of look at it differently in order for the overtaking to begin to happen. So you have the two, you have the inspired action and the efforted action. One feels like challenge and difficulty and adversity. And the other feels like I am coming alive. I'm inspired to act because I've listened to or felt this inner prompting to go and co-create with love, to go and create something, design something. And that excites me. Now, some of you may be saying I'm not creative at all. Well, I beg to differ, because everybody has been made in the likeness and image of creativity. You have the God of the universe, who is the most creative being that ever existed and ever will exist, infused on the inside of your life. And not only infused, but you are actually a part of and one with. You're made out of the substance of God in your spirit. It's the energy, it's the spirit, it's the ruach, it's the breath of God inside of you and I. And so you cannot help but to be creative in some way. And I'm not just talking about going and being an artist or, creating music and that kind of thing. Although those are wonderful for those that are actually pulled towards those, type of things. Creatively speaking, what we're talking about is freedom. What we're talking about is doing what you enjoy doing, doing what you're good at, doing what your natural bent is calling you towards, or every time you put your hand to it, it doesn't feel like work at all. It feels like fun. It feels like joy. It feels like excitement and pleasure. Those are the kind of things we're talking about when we say the word creativity. Okay, so keep that in mind. So everything that involves or is centered around that word, when you think about doing what you love, that means that you are engaging the spirit of creativity, the spirit of what you were made of. And so that, my friend, has inspiration saturating it. That is inspiration, that you're inspired to take action when you engage in those things, right? That's far different than efforted action. See the difference? The word effort and creativity don't match, and they don't go together. So effort is strenuous activity, mental exertion, versus creative flow, which actually brings me back into the oil of ease and heart coherence. My heart is at rest. My heart is at play. My heart is joyful. My heart is singing with creative flow because I'm engaged in inspired action. Big difference, right? So, when we look at the two, ask yourself, what are you doing on a daily basis? Are you efforting most of the time, or are you inspired a lot of the time? You know, Akiana is the famous artist. She's a young prodigy, and she's now in her 20s, but she was the young prodigy that had this amazing gift to paint. And still does. She's still doing it today. And she just paints these masterpieces. If you've seen her videos, just go on to YouTube and type in Akiana, A-K-I-A-N-E, Akiana the artist, or just Akiana, she'll come up. There's lots of videos. And one thing you'll notice about her is, my wife and I were inspired to watch another documentary of her life. And this is when she's a little older, in her 20s. It's her most recent as up until this point. And one of the things she said in there really struck us. And that was, she was asked the question, do you have to wait for inspiration to act, to paint, to create? And she goes, not at all. Inspiration is always waiting for me. I don't have to be inspired. It's waiting for me. So what is she saying in that? What she's saying is, not only am I made of creativity because of what we just mentioned earlier about our spirit being made in the image and likeness of God, who is the greatest creator, but he's always inspired. Love is always inspired or acting in inspiration or inspiring us, humanity, all the time. And not only that, when you're inspired to do some creative thing, then you cannot wait to go and do it again. See, if you're efforting, you can't wait to go do something. You can't wait to get away from it. You ever hear the saying, thank God it's Friday? Yeah. Oh, it's Monday again. I got to go to work. It's Sunday evening. I got to go to work tomorrow. If you are saying either one of those things, then chances are you are efforting all the time. So if you're efforting, it's time to look in the opposite direction towards inspiration, inspired action. So Akiana, inspiration waits for her. And she, by the way, she paints and creates for 12 to 13 hours a day. And she says, it's not work to me. Are you kidding? This is play. This is fun. This is adventure. This is creativity. Now, she didn't say that she didn't have hardships, because if you watch the documentary, you'll see that she's had plenty of haters, plenty of jealousy, plenty of haters, some real challenges that she's had to walk through. But isn't that what scripture says, that the righteous will suffer persecution? What that means is, when you are operating in the generosity of who God is in us and through us, towards us, for us, then you are operating in right standing. You're operating in righteousness. And when you're living a generous life creating, you are going to have some jealous jaybirds out there. So therefore, you will receive persecution. That's one way to look at it. You know it's true. I mean, it's few and far between to have some real friends and family members who love you, who are cheering you on. Most of the time, and most of the people out there want to see you fail. It's just the human nature of egoic mentalities, deficient in who they are and their identity. So when they're deficient and egoic, it means that they're looking for flaws consistently, looking for some flaw in Akiana and so many others like her to tear her down, to bring her down to their level of efforting, their level of non-inspired living. Their non-inspired life is jealous of those that are inspired. And so we can change that very quickly, friends. We don't have to be an efforting, jealous jaybird. We don't have to be that type of person at all. If we would only look at sinking in, relenting, surrendering, and becoming one with heart coherence. It's totally up to us. It's the free will of things in your life, and you have a choice. You and I have a choice to effort or be inspired by linking in and sinking into heart coherence. See, if you would ask Akiana or somebody like her, what does it feel like when you're creating? What does your heart do? What is your heart? How does your heart feel when you are painting or you're creating some documentary? Because she's very good at that as well. Good at many things, but what she's famously known for is her paintings. So, Akiana, what do you feel when you are creating? She may say something, I can almost bet she would say something like, you know, my heart feels so good doing what I was born to do. My heart is leaping with joy, or my heart is at rest while I patiently paint. It does take her some time to paint those masterpieces. And by the way, you know, as well, she's not looking at patience as work. See, when you're doing something you love, you can have all the patience in the world because you know what the outcome of your gifts, talents, and abilities will produce. You're looking at the masterpieces as a whole. It's like cooking a beautiful meal, and you have the recipe that you've been creating and crafting and honing and refining. And you know that it's going to take a little bit of time to cook and to bake that beautiful something in order for the finished product to come out on the other end for everybody to enjoy. So it's not hard work. It is not effort. It is not, she doesn't see it as a challenge or adversity when she's painting and doing something she loves. She may erase or paint over something 100 times like you would see in the documentary, but that's just because she's honing in and defining and refining something that she loves so much. See the same thing with somebody in sports, the same thing. Somebody that's really in their zone, in the flow. So I could just hear somebody else saying, well, that's great for her, John, but you know, I've got to pay the bills, and I have no way of actually, how in the world am I going to, you know, stop working and engage in that creative something, have my own creativity? Well, I'm not saying to just quit your job tomorrow, and that's what your inner man or inner person really feels strongly to do, and you've had many confirmations to do that. And you've checked with your best friend of all best friends living on the inside of you many times. And if you feel peace at peace about that and your heart is coherent and you're linked up in the Wi-Fi zone between your heart and your head, and you feel agree, then all by all means, go for it. But if you don't and you don't have enough information, that's all it means is that you just don't quite have all the elements yet. And therefore, it's best to just keep going into heart coherence, making sure that that Wi-Fi blue light is on consistently instead of intermittently, then you'll know. You'll know the timing of things, okay? And also, you know, we hear this, my wife and I, Amy, you know, we hear this a lot from people, and I can't be hard on people for this because I used to do it myself. But we hear so many times that, oh, you know, I just don't have enough time. I have 5 kids and I don't have the time to be creative. I don't have the time to go out and do what I love. I don't have the time to, you know, I just don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. I don't have the connections. And so automatically, when we begin to make excuses, it just reveals one thing. It reveals our heart coherence status. Are we coherent or are we not? Because if we're saying those kind of things, it just means our heart is not at rest. Our heart is not linked up. Our heart is not in Wi-Fi exchange with our head. It means that our heart coherence is out of whack and we become incoherent. Incoherent means that we live in the duality of double-mindedness. Double-mindedness means that we shall not receive anything from that realm because we're not coherent. It's not as if God is holding it back. It just means that our Wi-Fi signal is going red, blue, red, blue, red, blue. I don't know what to do. Blue, red, blue, red, blue, red. I'm in my head. Blue pill, red pill, I feel like I'm climbing a hill. See the difference. But when we sink into heart coherence, we relax, we let go, we live in the moment, we live presently, and that's a key. We're going to talk about that on the next session, about living present, living in the now. But if we begin to just dial it down to the present moment and start feeling our way forward. And I know religion doesn't like to talk about feelings, but I say it's just about everything. Because God gave us our emotions to feel our way, to feel the prompting, to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that is an emotion that affects joy, is that affects our emotions, in other words, to where we feel good. And this is where we need to really pay attention, is to how we feel. Are our thoughts serving us well? Are our thoughts satisfying? Do our thoughts make us feel good? That, my friend, determines whether we're living in the present or not. And again, therefore, we go back to heart coherence or incoherence, depending on what we're thinking and feeling. So if we're living present and in the moment, then we're not stressed out about our future or our past. Have you noticed that? It is impossible to not feel good and feel joy in the present moment. Why? Because everything is taken care of in the present moment. Everything. Doesn't matter if you're in prison. Doesn't matter if you are underneath a oppressive regime. Because the present moment is where Jesus is. And so when you're in the present moment, you have let go of those feelings of tragedy. You have let go of those feelings of hardship, those feelings of oppression and abuse and anger and rage and fear and trauma. You're living in the present moment means I've released that and I've relinquished those feelings and those thoughts because I serve a higher cause and a higher being, which is well-being. I am one with well-being. And if we're present, that means we're one with the God who created it all on the inside of us by His Spirit. It's impossible, John. How can you live in the moment, every moment? Well, it takes time to train ourselves to be in the moment, meaning that we don't stress and we don't strain and we don't toil over it. But it is a discipline, if you will, to let go and just remain in that area. But a discipline, it's hard to find the words for this. It's a relinquishing. It's a letting go. It's a sinking into. It's a S-Y-N-C-I-N-G-ing. Okay? It's one of those things rather than work. There's no work involved in it because you've done this, in other words. Oh, yes. Wow. Like sinking into a nice hot bath on a cold winter's day. Like sliding into a hot tub when your muscles are sore and aching and you're like, oh man, that feels so good. Or a cold, crystal clear river on a blazing hot day. So it's more of a relinquishing the reins, letting go of your life and letting the present moment take over. When we do that, heart coherence starts to link up with the brain, and then we have the Wi-Fi signal casting out the true and the genuine magnetic field, not from some other substance that's been injected into your life. We're talking about a heart magnetism, far different than all of this other junk that's trying to be injected into our lives. You get what I'm saying? So, because we have that going on, then it begins to grow and it begins to influence everything we do, because now comes the good stuff of the inspiration bubbling up. Because when your Wi-Fi linked between the heart and the head, you cannot help but to receive inspiration. And this, my friend, it begins to override the thought process of, oh my gosh, I don't have time. Oh my goodness, I have so many things to do. Oh, woe is me. I need resources. I need money. I need people to help me. I need someone to change the 5 babies' diapers so that I can go be creative. No, it starts to inspire you up and over the chaos of those efforted thoughts. And because those efforted thoughts begin to dissipate, the more we practice living in the now, living in heart coherence, then the inspiration causes us to act in a way that is in line and in conjunction with the overtaking. In other words, the more we align with those elements, the more things, people, resources, money, time begins to overtake our lives and open up an opportunity for us to take action on the inspiration. See that? So in other words, another way to look at this, if you're a mom who has several children and working a couple of different jobs and you've got a lot going on in your life, the more you still yourself first thing out of the gate in the morning, it doesn't matter if you have to give up get up an extra hour early before the children get up, or a half hour, whatever you think you have right now, whatever time you think you have or believe you have right now, you do that and you just still yourself and go into receive mode. What that does is it begins to cultivate heart coherence, because now you're stilling your heart, living in the moment, living in the present, and then all of a sudden it starts to link up with the mind. You start having the mind of Christ, and the mind of Christ is filled with inspiration. Then the inspiration begins to come up with these, whoa, there's an idea I never thought of. And in conjunction, the magnetism casts forth its signal outside of you and begins to draw those things, people, resources, money, time to you. And guess what? The phone rings, the text message comes in, the email, the knock on the door, all beginning to help you and to serve you so that you have a pocket or a window of time to put your hand to something creative. And by the way, getting money or bringing money in is not contingent on you being creative. That happens because your heart coherence is linked up and your magnetic signal is being cast out and drawing things to you. So being creative is not a condition on bringing in money. A lot of people say, well, I've got to create this so I can make money. I got to slap a price tag on this so that I can bring in the dough. No, that's effort again. Okay, and we're going to talk about that in the sessions to come. Okay, so we'll pick this up on session 4.